Hello, and welcome to Now Upon a Time, a storytelling project that reimagines classic tales with more modern, empowering messages for young children. To learn more, visit nowuponatime.org. Today's story is Princess and the Petition, written and narrated by Kim Nguyen, with special appearances from Neil Williams and Ken Marcus.
Once upon a time, in a land nearish to here, on a dark and stormy night, the queen and king of this land were having a quiet night in. While catching up on some of her reality dating shows, the queen heard a knock on the castle doors. She opened them to find a young woman standing in the rain. The girl looked quite a fright, her clothes soaked, her hair drenched, her shoes filled with squishy mud and one small sharp rock. The girl was leaning on the castle, removing that small sharp rock from her shoe when she said, "Hello. My name is Princess. I'm backpacking through your land, and I found myself caught in this terrible rainstorm. Your giant castle seemed like a nice, safe place. Would you mind if I stayed the night?"
"A real princess? Oh my," said the queen.
"Oh no, I'm not a princess. I'm just a girl named Princess," Princess replied.
"Very well, we shall see," said the queen.
The beginning of a little scheme twinkled in her eye. You see, the queen had been looking for a real princess for many years now. She had no heirs and therefore no one to take the throne after her. And while the queen had met with many charming and seemingly qualified young women, only a real princess could become the next leader of their land. Moreover, their land had quite particular traditions and an even more peculiar way of determining who was a real princess. It was called the official real princess test. The queen welcomed Princess into her castle and went to ready the guest room. But first, she made a quick stop at the royal safe where she found the official real princess test manual. She gathered all the materials for the test and followed the protocol exactly as described in the book. On the guest bed, she stacked 20 mattresses on top of each other. Then she added 20 more plushy feather beds on top of that. The giant pile of mattresses and feather beds almost reached the ceiling. Now keep in mind, this is a castle, so it had really high ceilings. Then, for a final touch, the most important part of the official real princess test, the queen placed a single green pea underneath all of that. The queen showed Princess to the teetering tower of mattresses and plushy feather beds and told her that that was where she would sleep for the night. "You want me to sleep up there?" asked Princess.
"Yes," replied the queen.
"All the way up there?" Princess asked again, hoping for a different answer.
"Yes,"
answered the queen. Knowing that she had nowhere else to stay, Princess sighed and said her thank yous and goodnights. Then she climbed the ladder to the top of the teetering tower of plushy feather beds and mattresses. The next morning at breakfast, the queen waited anxiously for Princess to wake up. Princess shuffled into the breakfast nook looking like she hadn't slept a wink, bags under her eyes, yawning loudly, and seeming a bit grumpy.
"So, how did you sleep?"
asked the queen.
"I didn't sleep at all,"
Princess griped as she poured herself some coffee.
"Oh, you've passed the official real princess test,"
the queen squealed with relief and glee.
"I put a green pea under all those mattresses and feather beds. Only a real princess would be so delicate and dainty to feel a tiny pea under all of that. Now you will be our next queen and lead our land."
Princess sipped her coffee, taking in this news. She looked hard at the queen. "What?" she asked flatly.
"Princess, you passed the pea test. You are a real princess, and now you can lead my land after me. Isn't this wonderful?"
exclaimed the queen. Princess looked alarmed. She paused and then said,
"The reason I didn't sleep was because you made me get on top of a ridiculous giant tower of mattresses and feather beds. So the very real fear of falling off and breaking my arms and legs kept me up all night."
"Oh,"
said the queen.
"And just so I understand, you are going to find your next queen by having people sleep on a pea?"
"Yes, that's how we've always found our leaders here."
"All the queens have done this?"
"I slept on a pea, the previous queen slept on a pea, and the one before her, and so on."
"How do you pick your kings?"
asked Princess.
"We see which young man can fit the most hard-boiled eggs in his mouth," said the queen.
"Wow, that's really dumb," laughed Princess.
"Well, that's just how we've always done things here,"
blustered the queen, somewhat offended.
"Oh, come on, there must be a better way," said Princess.
"Nope, this is the only way. It's what we've always done. Good day to you,"
the queen yelled as she